Hello, this is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and this is Jared Houle in place of my grandmother, Billy Brim, my Mimi, as you guys know, and we're on our last day of our week's worth of radio, and I'm with Miss Jana Inman. We just had a powerful time during the radio and between each day. First of all, we just thank you, Lord, for you speaking through us and thanking you for the things that you have and to say that they've been said, not just our thoughts and plans, but yours, Lord. And we plead the blood over this last day that your will be fulfilled into those that hear, and it'll produce fruit in their lives that they'll be able to apply. In the name of Jesus, Miss Janet, if you wanted to, I just want to introduce you. Go ahead and talk a little bit.
Thank you, Jared, for having me on. And I just gotta give such thanks and such honor and respect to your grandmother, right. Your Mimi Billy Brim. Yeah. She's been such a darling to me personally. And when I met her, I was playing for a Norval Hayes camp meeting, mm-hmm. in Gatlinburg, and she was there, and we just connected. And she, right. would always tell me back then, she'd say, Janet, you've carried that old-timey thing. Right. And I'd think, well, I'm not old. And right. she'd say, no. And I knew what she meant. You carry that old-timey thing. And yes, I was born to do this. I was born, mm-hmm. to help lead worship in the earth. And I've been doing that since I was a little bitty girl. Right. And I'm just so grateful to her for all these years giving me the opportunity and for respecting, mm-hmm. where God has called me, and also at times insisting and giving me godly nudges to step on out. You know, she's good about that. Yeah, she's real sweet about, yeah. that. But she's been a real staple in my life, that place where she walks. And I was telling a friend the other day, I said, I know that she has a diverse responsibility. She's, sure. doing many, right. things. She's responsible for many things. And she's very key in these last, mm-hmm. days. Mm-hmm. She's a carrier of those things that were deposited in her by Brother Hagen and, yeah. The Halversons, yeah. and all those people. Yeah. She's a carrier of that. Mm-hmm. And there's not many left that's carrying all of those, yeah. things, deposits, yeah. from all those people. So I am very grateful for what she's doing. And Father, we just thank you for the strength on her to, mm-hmm. to run strong and to run, yeah. on fire, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you for that. So thank you, yes. Jared. Thank you, Billy. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, we just think we appreciate you, and I know my family loves you so much.
Thank you.
It's a blessing. You and, amen. Sandy are a blessing. And we, no, just letting you guys know, we're sitting here in her beautiful home, and, man. they've been lovely to have me come in and just be a part for a few days and,
amen.
And do some radio and just spend some time with the Lord. We had some amazing time last night with the Lord and prayer and worship.
Got a prayer meeting tonight.
Oh, man, yeah. So anyways, I know yesterday, I'm not going to go back into it. If you want to check out the archives, you can at billybrim.com, billybrim, or .com, but, or .org, either or. But I went into the importance, and I asked the Lord about his will and the power of God in operating, and he showed me Ephesians 5:15, that whole passage, all the way, Ephesians 5:15 through 20. And it talks about knowing the will of God, knowing the will of God.
Amen.
And it's about being filled. And you went in from that, the applications.
Right.
And the importance, when the, you know, in 2 Timothy 3:16, it says all the word is inspired by God. So if the Holy Spirit's going to inspire Paul,
right.
and give us applications, I'm going to take heed.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you can please expound off your,
yeah.
personal life, saying it's been an example of that life,
yeah.
lived, of those,
well,
applications.
Jared, you know, when Jesus talked to Brother Hagen there, he said, tell the people, do not forget 1 Corinthians 14:2. And I was raised in a Pentecostal home, and I loved God, and my parents were godly people, and they instilled that in me. But in 1980, I found myself weighing 82 pounds, mm. and sick and dying. I averaged around 105 pounds. So when you take 25 pounds off, that's not a very big person.
Yes.
And I couldn't get healed. I asked everybody I knew how to get me healed.
Right.
Even though I was born again, baptized in the Holy Ghost, I was sick and dying. So I said to the Lord one day, I said, Father, I asked my dad how to get healed. He said, honey, I just don't know. God,
wow.
can, but I don't know if he will. I asked my pastor. He told me the same thing. And all those around me, they loved me, but they didn't know how to tell me how to get healed. And so I went before the Lord one day and I said, Father, I don't want to die. I haven't done my call. I don't want to leave my husband. Well,
and
I didn't
this want... was 1980, right?
1980.
Okay.
And so I said to the Lord, I said, so would you tell me why I'm sick and dying? And immediately he answered me right back. And he said, it's because you don't know how to receive in your body or get from the tree, off of the tree, the finished work of Jesus on the cross, how to get that finished work into your body. You don't know how to do that. And I said, Lord, that must be true. I know about healing.
Yeah, Lord, you're right.
Yeah, Lord, yeah, that's right, Jared. Right, Lord, you're exactly right about this. And that is very wise. And I said, well, Lord, I'll tell you what. If you'll send me somebody to teach me, I promise you I will get it. 3 days later, this gentleman called us, didn't know anything, said, I think you need to meet these people. 4 days later, we met the people. They had been a part of Lester Summerall's ministry. Mm-hmm. I had moved to our area. They were having meetings. And they said, hey, we're going to have some meetings this weekend. And the Lord said, that's go. That's you should go to these meetings.
Yeah.
I went to the meeting. And when the gentleman stood up that had been trained, they were Brother Summerall. And when he stood up and said this, I've come tonight to teach you that it is the will of God that you be healed. Hey, I said, that is for me. He didn't even know I was sick.
Yeah.
Well, he taught the word of God and said, now there's several ways you can be healed, you know, just from the word yourself, speaking the word, laying on of hands, anointing with oil. And he said, but tonight we're going to have the laying on of hands, anointing with oil. And I said, that's me. I jumped up, went up there, raised my hands. They anointed me with oil. And I believed I received. That's 1980. Well, I'm back to weighing 105 pounds now.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that nothing has been able to steal that. That word
That's
was
good.
Rooted in
right.
my heart. So as we were talking earlier about the things of God and how do you get your needs met, when you talked about applications, well, there's the word. I was just talking about the word.
Yeah.
We were talking yesterday about psalms and hymns and speaking to yourselves and speaking to God about the aspect of worship. And then a great, great application that we won't have time to get into it very little, but is speaking with other tongues, giving yourself and yielding yourself to the Holy Ghost. And one great thing, there's many great things about the Holy Ghost, but one great thing is when you lend yourself to speak in other tongues, it makes you have an awareness and a consciousness.
Like a heightened sense.
Yes, of the presence of God that is there.
That's good.
And when Jesus had told Brother Hagin, now tell the people, do not forget 1 Corinthians 14:2. Well, that means praying in the Spirit. Don't forget that great worth there of praying in the Spirit. Well, another aspect that praying in the Spirit does and giving yourself to speaking in tongues.
Right.
Is it begins to make you more godly minded and more godly conscious than more worldly. You know, the Bible.
Helps your soul.
Yes.
Your soul.
Yes.
Mind, will, and emotions, yeah.
That's
kinda
right,
connects
Jared.
It a little bit.
What now?
Kind of makes the connection.
Yes, it does.
Kinda
it makes the connection.
It. Yeah.
The purifying.
Yeah.
He tells us to come out. And people say right now that's listening to us, they said, I would love to come out, but I don't know how to come out. Well,
by come out, you mean like things of the world.
Come out of things of the world.
Yeah,
I don't want to do this.
Walk a godly life.
Well,
yeah.
You just begin to get in the Word. You begin
That's
to spend time worshiping God. You begin to pray in the Spirit.
Yeah.
And these are great. They are the applications. They are the tools He's given us. Well, before Brother Hagin went home, God gave him a prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
And the prophecy, your grandmother made reference to it one day. I was listening, and it's called The End of the Age.
Oh, yeah.
And in that prophecy, Brother Hagin said by the Spirit of God, I marked him in that prophecy. Oh, he's probably said by the Spirit of God seven or eight times there in the last days. Now, you must pray.
Mm-hmm.
You must pray. You must pray. And there was one last portion of that prophecy the Spirit of the Lord said.
Yeah.
Now, in these times, here's what he said. Walk softly before the Lord. When I say walk softly before the Lord, I mean walk carefully before the Lord. I mean see to it that you keep yourself uncontaminated from the world and worldly things. See to it that you keep yourself clean and pure in every way from evil and unclean thoughts that would come your way. See to it that you walk carefully before the Lord, not to be in bondage, but yet to be free, knowing that the Lord has set you free. And the last sentence in that prophecy, the Lord said this, very comforting, and I will not let Satan entangle you. Wow. So as we started this week there about the disciples asking Jesus about their times, and he said, see to it that no man deceive you. Now, we've talked about that this week. That's our question. But here, as it's ending up this week with us, is we're using this prophecy here. The Lord felt quickened to bring this.
Yeah.
The very last thing the Lord is saying is, walk softly before the Lord. And then he said back, I will not let Satan entangle you. Mm-hmm. I will not let you be
his
open.
Work. It's his work.
It's his work. That's yeah. exactly right.
And when we talk about the applications, we're not talking so much of you're doing something to generate anything. It's
no.
just to put you in a place to receive
to
the,
receive.
His work.
Just like if I was to go to the gym, if I don't go work out some, if I don't go work out, I have inactivity in my body.
Yeah.
Well, in our spirits, we have to keep it aroused and exercise just
good.
Like we do our body.
That's good.
Just like we do our bodies.
That's good. You know, I tell one people, Andrew Murray, he talks about Christ's finished work. And he said, everything's completed.
Right.
He said, why would there need to be a man, son of God, to be at the seated in the heavenlies with him?
Right.
He's defeated everything. He's above every name. His blood is before the Father speaking in our behalf.
Right.
Why? And he says he is there to receive us.
Right.
And to keep us.
That's right.
To receive us in his kingly power.
That's right.
And to keep us there and represent us before the Father in his priestly role.
That's right. Well, Jared, just like we have to be a steward of this body God has given us to exercise and to drink water and try to sleep some and eat some, then he's given us our spirit to be the steward. If you're born again today, he's received you. And today, if you're not born again, oh, let us just encourage you to call out on him and say, Father, I believe in my heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead.
Yeah.
And I confess you with my mouth. And the same about your healing today. He died for your sins and your healing all at the same time.
That's right.
So just receive it today
receive it.
In Jesus' name.
And I just thank you, Miss Janet, for being here this week.
Thank
with
you,
myself.
Jared.
And I know there's so many different avenues and directions that the Father has just said this week.
Right.
But the most important is that you're sitting there right now, that you just say before the Father, you know, people don't understand, you can have your prayer time and your word time and not once be with the Lord. It could be just for you. But right now, you just take this and say, God,
that's right.
Have me.
That's right.
Sit before him. Those who wait upon the Lord.
That's right.
You don't wait for him. You wait in him.
That's right,
and
Jared.
And he'll give you those directions.
That's right.
He'll help you.
That's right.
He'll be with you. And he'll work in you.
That's right.
And whatever application is most needed for you at that time,
that's
he'll
right.
give it to you. He'll remind you of something the Holy Spirit
that's
said
right.
through Miss Shannon
that's
or
right.
myself.
That's right.
He'll remind you. He's the teacher and he teaches that's all things.
That's right.
We have a quick couple of seconds. Just want to give your information, some
okay,
information
if you'd like
real
to,
quick.
If you'd like to contact us, you may contact my email at inman.sf@gmail.com. Ministry phone number 423-595-0044. Mailing address is Inman Ministries, 8730 South College Place, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And as my grandmother says, shalom, shalom.